Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to this month's Patreon preview. Now, we missed last month's Patreon preview because, as you guys know, I took the month off for 31 Days of Terror. And if you're curious about Patreon and you want to hear what is available if you sign up, then please stick around for this episode. I mention Patreon on every single episode, so at the beginning of each month, I'm going to give you a little preview of what is available on patreon.com/reallifeghoststories. You can sign up for Patreon for either $2 or $5 a month to get all of the main and mini episodes of Real Life Ghost Stories completely ad-free. There are also extra film reviews, giveaways, bonus Q&As, and much, much more. Remember, Patreon is entirely flexible and you can delete your pledge instantly at any time. For $2 a month, you get access to over 50 episodes of bonus content. And for $5 a month, you get access to over 150 extra episodes. Every Monday, I release an episode of Tiny Tales on the $5 a month tier. Sometimes it's a collection of spooky stories. Sometimes it's a special guest episode where a knowledgeable person comes on and tells their own paranormal tales. And lately, once a month, we've been doing a no sleep special where we find the scariest spooky stories from the depths of the internet. For today's preview, you'll be hearing a snippet of an episode of Tiny Tales where my very special guest, Tim, tells an incredible story. Remember, you can sign up for either $5 a month or $2 a month at patreon.com/reallifeghoststories.
I don't think I do know this story.
All right. Well, I think it's going to surprise you. I shall proceed. Then one man looked upwards, with reddened and exhausted eyes struggling to comprehend what they were taking in. Soon, more men looked to the skies too, and mouths drooped open in astonishment at what they saw. A curious cloud, glowing and iridescent, was materialising overhead, growing in size and brightness and moving against the wind in the direction of the pursuing German forces. It billowed, glowed yet brighter, and seemed to settle on the ground between the ragged men of the British Expeditionary Force and the advancing Germans. The British slowed, gawping in disbelief, when soft but urgent voices implored them to keep going. They were at once whispers and yet thunderous, and the men obeyed. "Array! Array! Array!" called the loudest of the voices, and exhausted eyes grew still wider as the men perceived heavenly figures in the clouds, shifting and moving in and out of view and driving the men onwards. Disbelief gave way to gratitude as the men realised this intervention provided them a slim chance of escape. But their amazement was not yet at its greatest extent. As khaki-clad soldiers of the British Expeditionary Force streamed westwards, the cloud manifested into the ghostly shapes of soldiers. These soldiers did not wear the peaked caps of the British uniform, nor did they carry magazine-fed bolt-action rifles. These soldiers seemed to glimmer with chainmail, with shining helmets catching the summer sun. Then, as if obeying a silent command, they lifted their longbows skyward and drew back bowstrings with a regular, rhythmical, and muscular action. Volley upon volley of spectral arrows soared overhead, arcing inexorably towards the pursuing German divisions, and the men of the British Expeditionary Force heard guttural screams as panic and confusion gripped their enemies, unseen beyond the shifting fog that separated the BEF from their would-be captors. As had happened at Agincourt in 1415, an outnumbered and bedraggled English, or in this case British, force had been saved by the deadly volleys of longbowmen. The BEF had their miracle. In the event, the British Expeditionary Force had escaped. Over the course of 13 punishing days and nights, it would retreat 250 miles before the German advance was broken with appalling slaughter on all sides at the Battle of the Marne. Despite the miraculous appearance of the Angels of Mons, the battle had been a numbing defeat. However, stories of phantom archers and angelic soldiers began to filter home to Blighty in letters and telegrams. As August ended and September began, a shockwave was rippling through the British Isles. The Times had published a story on the 30th of August of surprising frankness. German tidal wave, broken British regiments, had read the headline. The reporter continued, "I have seen broken bits of many regiments. The first great German offensive has succeeded. The British Army has suffered terrible losses and requires immense and immediate reinforcement. It needs men, men, and more men." All hope of a brief and glorious war had evaporated, and the public was hungry for a boost to morale and an example to justify the tremendous suffering.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.